There is an often misquoted scriptural quotation from the second book of Timothy that says, love is the root of all evil. Of course, it's a misquote because the actual quotation says, love of money is the root of all evil. Because to give your passion and love to inanimate objects is inherently frustrating and has no future. So money is an empty symbol, neither good nor bad, into which we pour our desires and our feelings and our hopes and our dreams. So no one ever hurts anyone for the sake of money. They don't betray friendships for money. What they do betray is for their own passions and unbridled desires, what they want to get. That's why the fast speaks about three things: giving up certain foods, prayer, and charity, doing good things. It's a very interactive process where the goal is not to become less. The goal is not to give up simply, but to put things in order in your life so that you might know what is truly valuable. And in today's gospel, there's a rhetorical question which is asked by Jesus. What can a person give in exchange for their soul? What can you sell yourself for? Nothing. There is nothing more valuable than yourself. And we should never give up control in our life to anything. Sometimes, unfortunately, people give it up to substances. And did you ever notice that all drugs are vegan? We give up our lives and our future and our freedom to things, to possessions, to money, and even to ephemeral things like honor, respect. Although they are good in themselves, we should never do evil things to obtain them. We should never lower ourselves to simply having a good reputation or to have popularity, because we would rather betray our principles ourselves than to lose these things, which are very fleeting, hard to catch, and do absolutely no good. So today during Lent, let's use things. God gave us a brain, a heart, a body, and He said, use what I gave you to do good. I always teach little children, it would be funny to say, oh God, help me open this book, when He gave you hands and a brain to read it. And sometimes we ask God to do things for which He already gave us the things to do. So during Lent, let's try to moderate ourselves in three things: money, words, and thoughts. How many times do we buy things we can't afford, we don't need, and in fact became a burden to us and put us in financial situations that compromise our principles? Give up purchasing things for Lent. I dare say give up shopping at least a little bit to give yourselves that beautiful commodity of time and wiggle room in your finances. Words. How often we forget the power of words. Don't stop gossiping. Gossip more by saying good things about people, by repeating to your friends, did you hear? Mary did a wonderful thing yesterday. What a wonderful, beautiful thing he did. Gossip more. Never think of Lent as simply decreasing what you do. Nature abhors a vacuum. We have to fill our lives, our souls, with good things, not simply empty them of bad. And finally, your thoughts. Make life easier for yourself by reading good literature, good websites, good ideas, and think positively of your neighbor. Maybe you can say, I don't know why she or he did this, but maybe there's a good reason, I don't know. So think to yourselves, money, words, thoughts, and everything else that is given to us to use for our lives. Think about it during Lent. Am I using it well? Are these things which are meant to be used by me gradually taking control over me? Your freedom and your goodness is the goal of Lent. We should never be looking and searching for good things to happen to us. We should be looking and searching to be good. Don't simply have good things happen to you. Be good no matter what happens to you. Slava Isusu Hristu.